Welcome back.
Welcome
to Phenomenal Flicks.
Today I am reviewing Holidate, starring Emma Roberts, Luke Bracey, Andrew Batchelor, Jessica Capshaw, Manish Dayal, Alex Moffat, Jake Manley, Frances Fisher, and Kristen Chenoweth, directed by John Whitesell. And Holiday was released directly to Netflix on October 28th, 2020, just a few days ago. And as promised, with a new release such as this, one that a lot of people have not had the chance to see yet, I will not be doing spoilers. There will be some minor spoilers, of course, there always kind of is, but nothing that's going to give the plot away. However, before I start on the review, I want to thank everyone who was super receptive to my Phenomenal Frights episodes. I mean, I didn't get hundreds and hundreds of listens, but I did get, you know, an okay amount, and that meant a lot to me. I had a lot of fun reviewing the new horror flicks that were released in the month of October, as well as doubling them up with weekly special episodes, such as my Top 10 Underrated Gems that I did with Ryan Larson, the flashback to the video store, especially the horror section, of course, that I did with Mike Vlas, and with the top 10 horror movies I did with my wonderful partner, Olivia, my podcast partner for That's Gotta Be Wrestling, and, you know, the love of my life. And that was a lot of fun. So, guys, if you're listening, thank you for joining me on those. Those were awesome. Ryan, especially, your clout got me a lot of listens on that episode because you're kind of a big deal in the horror community. Mike, you're fantastic as well. A lot of listens on that episode, a lot of receptive feedback. And Olivia, I love you. We got a lot of listens as well. So thanks for everyone who listened. Thanks for everyone who joined me. Those episodes, in my opinion, were perfect. And I don't think any of my normal reviews are perfect, but those three I hold in the highest regard. So again, thank you guys. So originally, I was going to make a joke about how annoying it was to have to jump straight from Halloween to Christmas. I mean, this movie is called Holidate, as you can see, and in my mind, I have been taught by the film industry, by Hollywood as well, to think that as soon as Halloween's over, it's Christmas time. You get Christmas movies in November, consumerism has Christmas stuff immediately in the stores. It usually waits till November, but now it's all the way in middle of October. So forgive me for thinking Holidate was a Christmas movie coming out way too damn early. However, it's not. It's actually a full holiday movie. It's giving every holiday their kind of due in this film, and I thought that was actually pretty interesting as I got into it. So, while this flick does deal with Christmas, it's not the main focus. Instead, every major holiday, like I said, gets its due. When love failures, Sloan, played by Emma Roberts, and Jackson, played by Luke Bracey, decide to date on the holidays only. There's no strings attached. No love, no romantic feelings, no sex, just friends that when there's a family gathering or a super fun party, they end up having to date each other on that day. Of course, if you've seen rom-coms, you kind of know where this is going. And again, this is where that minor spoiler I mentioned comes into play. I mean, it is a romantic comedy movie. So, of course, oh, we don't like each other. Oh, we like each other. Big fight. We don't like each other anymore. We actually love each other. Ha ha ha. I mean, you know how it's going to go. And while this isn't any different in that aspect, I had a little bit of fun watching this movie, and it mostly starts with the main characters, Sloan and Jackson, who are just so damn unlikable, which in my opinion makes them likable, and let me explain why that is the case. Because they aren't the typical rom-com people that you see. They're not the, oh my god, my life is perfect, and I have the greatest job of all time, and the only thing that's gonna fulfill me is a man, right? No, they're not those people. They're actually kind of fuck-ups. They're fuck-ups in life. Well, especially Sloan. Jackson's a golfer, so he's got a pretty decent career, but he hasn't done anything with his love life. I mean, he does want love in the end. However, Sloan's kind of, you know, she goes to the family gatherings. Her little brother got engaged. Her older sister is already married with four kids, and she is kind of the black sheep of the family. She has to sit at the kids' table during holidays and not be with a partner. She cusses a lot. She gets hammered a lot. She eats a lot of chocolate. She has this weird little joke that doesn't make any sense where she's fat. I mean, if you've ever seen Emma Roberts, you know she is not fat at all. But that's kind of the joke of the whole movie. The family thinks she is kind of the loser. These people are also incredibly vulgar. Very vulgar. There's a lot of fucks in this movie that are said. A lot of them. And I thought that was kind of surprising. I mean, it's realistic in my opinion. You know, you have these people, and yes, they are actors playing characters, but you have them acting more realistic than you would find in a movie such as, oh God, what's going to be a romantic comedy that comes to mind? Failure to Launch. I think that was one with Matthew McConaughey, or anything that Kate Hudson was in the late aughts, early 2010s. I mean, it's them, you know, saying, fuck this, fuck that, I'm going to go have sex, I'm going to get super hammered, and it's not playing it in that kind of romantic way where they, like, wake up and they're like, oh my God, we got so drunk. They're actually, like, hungover the next day, and that was surprisingly refreshing. There is some very deep sex jokes in here. One that I don't want to spoil happens in the first 5 or so minutes, and it has to do with blowjobs and, semen, and that one kind of took me by surprise. I did not expect that to happen. There is some really, I mean, you know, I'm going to be the first to say it. It's really cute when kids cuss, and it's inappropriate, but it's very cute, and there are some fucks thrown around by, like, 8 and 9 year olds, and that's kind of funny. There's also the word horror said by an 8 or 9 year old, and in context, out of context, it's not funny. In context, it's hilarious, and just bear with me on that because it is actually pretty funny. And it made me, you know, it's the main character saying this, so it makes them, again, maybe they're not likable, but they are incredibly realistic, and I have to appreciate that. Now, however, the side characters are kind of your more cliche characters. There's the older sister who's like, oh, I've got the life, you know, I'm married with kids, but she's not that happy, really. She ends up, you know, like, kissing another guy, but everything's fine in the end. They're played by, God, I've never heard the actor's name. I believe it was Jessica Capshaw, and then Alex Moffat from SNL. They both have their funny moments, but they're not they're not huge plot catalysts. They don't launch the plot forward. There's the younger brother and his wife. They've got some moments as well. They have some little funny moments, especially when, like, the little brother's wife gets high for the first time. That's funny. I thought, however, the mother of Sloane, played by Frances Fisher, and the aunt of Sloane, played by Kristen Chenoweth, were probably the funnier side characters. They had some really, really humorous moments. They're kind of the older, one tries to play it straight-laced, and Kristen Chenoweth is, like, the older, you know, freewheeling aunt, who's like the cool aunt, and I mean, they had some really good moments, especially together, where, you know, they're sisters, and they love each other, but they don't get along, which, trust me, I know that in my family, I'm sure some of you do. And the side characters were fine. I mean, the one that I really disliked, however, was Andrew Batchelor as Jackson's best friend. I mean, he just showed up randomly to, like, give advice, and then he would disappear. He's kind of the same character that he was in McGee's two horror comedy movies, The Babysitter and The Babysitter 2, which name, the subname escapes me at the moment. And he just kind of seems he's playing the same character. I mean, he's funny, but, you know, the shtick tires out very quickly. However, the biggest detriment to this movie is it is incredibly cliche. It is incredibly cheesy. It has a very cheesy ending that you're going to see coming a million miles away. There's a big group of people, there's a declaration of love, and there's cheering. And you have to get that sort of holiday happiness and cheer in. And that's, you know, you could have played it another way. I mean, I don't know why these things always have to end in a declaration of love in front of people, but they always end up doing that. This movie reminded me of another holiday flick. This one was more Christmas related, that came out last year, if I'm not mistaken, and it was Last Christmas with Emilia Clarke, which had a really, really, really realistic main character, someone who wasn't that picture-perfect person, who was a fuck-up in life, who was a good person, but they just couldn't express those feelings very well. And it led you down a path of, like, of course they're going to find love, but I want to see how this messed up person ends up doing it. And then they end up doing it in the most cliche way possible. And that's the same here. Cheesy ending. Like I said, I don't need to really dive too much deeper into that. You'll see it if you watch it. It's on Netflix if you have a subscription, which I'm assuming at least 99% of the population does. You can catch it. I don't dislike this movie at all. It made me laugh. It made me groan. Emma Roberts is likable. Luke Bracey is likable. The rest of the cast, eh, that's fine. I mean, you could do a lot worse than this movie, trust me. I mentioned Failure to Launch, which for some reason is ingrained in my brain as like one of the worst rom-coms of all time. I'm sure it's not, but it just feels like it is. So yeah, check it out if you'd like to. With all that said, I'm going to give Holidate a C+. Thank you guys so much for listening. This is a shorter episode. I mean, I did a lot of long episodes during the month of October, so this one's going to be a little shorter. I am doubling up again, though. Please come back this Friday, Friday the 13th, where I review the very first Friday the 13th, 1980s slasher classic Friday the 13th. I'm going to have a lot of fun doing that. And then next week, I actually do have a movie I'm going to review next week, and that is another horror comedy movie, because, you know, why not keep the Halloween spirit going? And that's going to be Freaky, which is directed by Chris Landon, if I'm not mistaken, the man who did Happy Death Day, and it stars Vince Vaughn in kind of a body swap horror comedy thing. But again, thanks for listening, everyone. Find Phenomenal Flicks on Instagram at Phenomenal Flicks Pod, and on Twitter at Phenomenal Flicks Podcast, and on Facebook at Phenomenal Flicks. Give it a like. Give me a like. I could do as many listens as possible. Thank you guys, as always. Stay phenomenal.